You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
Hello, hello, hello. My mic is all over the place right now. And hi there, and welcome to Beats and Eats. I am your host, Nicole, and each week I'm here on Thursday afternoons broadcasting from SFU Burnaby campus from 1 to 2, where I play dope beats, I chat with dope people, we talk about events, we talk about music, we talk about food. And today I have a bunch of interviews that I'm really excited to share. I also have somebody in studio today, so I am super, super excited to get started. But I do want to talk about a few food events and services that are available at SFU Burnaby campus. So if you are up here on the mountain during the summertime, just want you to know that SFSS undergrad offers a free meals program. And so there is free lunch this summer at SFU Burnaby campus, alternating from tasty grilled sandwiches, which I have had, to loaded hot dogs, which I had earlier this week, in chicken, beef, pork, and I think there's a veggie option too. So the next free lunch dates are Wednesday, July 15th will be grilled cheese. Tuesday, July 21st will be grilled cheese. And then Wednesday, July 29th will be hot dogs. There are some dates in August, but I won't go that far. Just a heads up, too, is that the SFSS undergrad is looking for volunteers to help with their free meal program this summer. So I will include link in today's show notes if you want to get involved. And then the next thing I want to share is that the Food Rescue is back at SFU Burnaby campus at the Blossom Hall Thursdays from 1:30 to 2:45 from now until August 6th. Grocery store produce that doesn't meet the selling criteria of supermarket chains are distributed for free to SFU students and folks. And then the other thing I want to share is that the SFSS food pantry is open year-round with the exception of official university holidays. So if you are in urgent or extreme need of assistance, please contact msc.clubs2@sfss.ca. I will include that email in the links and just include a list of items that you need, and the coordinator will do their best to accommodate your request based on available inventory. And then lastly, I want to talk about a community kitchen that is happening later this month. It's called Let's Talk Black Food Sovereignty, and that's happening on Thursday, July 30th from 5:30 to 9:30 at the Sub Community Kitchen at the SFU Burnaby campus, and that's in room 212. This community kitchen is honoring American Juneteenth as well as Canadian Emancipation Day. And here's what you'll be making. Guys, it sounds so delicious. Mac and cheese, fried chicken and fried cauliflower, especially for the vegetarians and vegans. There is going to be honey butter cornbread, seasoned greens, and that is going to be utilizing cabbage from the Embark Learning Gardens, as well as sweet potato pie. One of my favorites. This is a free event, but there will be a link to RSVP, so I'll include that in the show notes as well. And now I want to have some space to chat with Sierra McTavish, Eastside Arts Society Programs and Development Manager, who's here with me to chat about the 6th annual Eastside Arts Festival happening from July 17th to 26th. Sierra, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad that you were able to come up and chat with me at the station. I always love that. Okay, my first question. For those who are unaware about the festival, it is in its 6th year. Can you share a little bit about what the festival is all about?
Yeah, absolutely. It is in its 6th year. It's a 10-day multidisciplinary festival that spans everything from visual art, to music, to performing art and dance. So there's a little bit of something for everyone. The festival is really grassroots, and it's a true celebration of the Eastside Arts District and all the creative producers and makers who live and work in that area.
Love it. And so it's kind of in its infancy, you know, it's past 5 years. Yay. So yes. You're in the sixth year. And could you share, like, how did it get started? Like, you know, what was the need, so to speak?
Yeah, absolutely. It kind of came from two places. The first is we are also the producers of the Eastside Culture Crawl,
yes.
Which is in its 30th year this year, which we're really excited about. And during the crawl, people are always asking us, how does this artist learn how to, you know, do cyanotype, glass views, make ceramics? And so a lot of those questions come around people not knowing where to get started with their creative practice. Mm-hmm. So it started off as the Create Festival,
okay.
Which is a festival that was designed to do workshops and on visual arts only, mm-hmm. to allow people to get their hands dirty and do a little bit about what the Eastside Culture Crawl artists get to do.
Mm-hmm.
It also emerged during COVID.
Ah.
So it was primarily totally outdoors in the park, hands-on art-making workshops. So it also came from an appetite for community connection in a time where people were feeling really isolated,
mm-hmm.
a way to get people outside of their homes in a safe way. And so it's really grown from there. Over the last number of years, we've been listening to our community and hearing what they have to say. And sort of what the beauty of the festival is, it's grown its programming based on what we're hearing on the ground.
Yes.
So people were saying, there's so much great music here, you know, and then we're like, well, why don't we showcase music? There's so much great dance. Why don't we tap into that and into performing arts, etc.? So it grew from community's interest and getting a behind-the-scenes look on a variety of arts that are existing within the Eastside Arts District, and kind of getting them that backdoor experience and getting them deeper involved in the community.
Love that. So if I am brand spanking new, just heard about the festival, let's say I know about the culture, you know, Culture Crawl,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know anything about the festival, would you advise that I, like, check out a website to kind of navigate first? Like, what tips would you offer?
Absolutely. I would definitely start on our website, eastsideartsfestival.ca. And from there on our homepage is our schedule, which gives you an overview of all the festival offerings. If you're not a website person and you're living on socials only, you can hit up at eastsidearts_van, eastsidearts_van, to get a summary of also what we're up to. We have great kind of collections where you can browse the schedule, get to know each of the diversity of programs, get a little bit of taste of everything from our walking tours to our visual art workshops, our dance co-presentations, and our music event on July 25th.
I love it. And is there ticketed events? Like, how does that work? Or is it a combination of ticket and free?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a range of different offerings. There's ticketed events. So our workshops and walking tours are all ticketed.
Mm-hmm.
We're also co-presenting this year's Dance Deck, which is an outdoor dance festival that's led by Bell Spiral Dance Projects. It's an opportunity for people to get an intimate experience with dancers, including some that are a part of Ballet BC, which is very exciting, without the constraints of choreography. So they're all self-directed.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be ticketed as well.
Nice.
But we also have a free concert in McLean Park on July 25th that is in partnership with the Rickshaw Theater.
Awesome.
And that goes from 3 to 8 p.m. We'll have a beer garden, we'll have an art market, we'll have some free public art activities led by Enabling Arts,
nice.
Writers Exchange, and Alternative Creations. And we'll have some food trucks for people to explore as well. So that's just a free community celebration. And then we're also going to have a really fun and quirky activation at the Kamloops Plaza on July 18th. It's going to be a poetry and clown engagement. So you'll get some prompts and a poem will be magically delivered your way at the plaza.
Okay. I like it. What would you say you're most excited about when you think about the festival?
I would say I'm always excited for the concert in the park.
Nice.
I love a community celebration, and we have some really awesome artists this year. Mm-hmm. We're working with Buddy, mm-hmm. Wax, Stephen Ham, Big Rig, and Jody Glenham will be on DJ.
Nice.
But as far as our other programming throughout the week, I'm really excited about something new we're doing this year, which is we're doing a number of artist-led walking tours.
Okay, cool.
So these are artists that are in the Crawl or in the Eastside Arts District, so we're introducing a very diverse range of walking tours, including a recording walking tour, public art, a photography walking tour, a plein air drawing walking tour.
Okay.
So I'm excited, and I definitely will be hitching myself to some of those walking tours and taking part.
I love it, and I love a walking tour. I mean, I love to walk, so walking tours are everything, so I am so down for that. You mentioned food trucks, because I love to talk about food on this show, so not only will there be food trucks, but I'm sure that it's also encouraged to support food businesses in the area as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I definitely recommend. There's some lovely restaurants all throughout the district, everywhere from Chinatown to Strathcona, East Village, and more that people can explore. I know I have a few of my own favorites in the neighborhood that I'm going to be checking out. And then we also have some local partners who will be bringing those food trucks again. And as well, a lot of the workshops we're hosting are taking place in unconventional spaces.
Okay.
And in this case, they're in breweries. So we're working with Luplo, Superflux, and East Van Brewing, who all offer their own kind of fun flair food.
Nice.
So if you want to do an art workshop and keep yourself entertained by having a little bit of a drink, having a little bit of a snack, that will all be available. And I highly encourage people to do so.
Love it. Art, music, food, walking. I mean, it's community. It is a vibe. It is a vibe. I'm so excited for this. Before I let you go, is there anything that maybe you might have missed that you wanted to share since you were here, since you made it up to the mountain?
I would love to just say that take a check, look at our website, check out our Instagram. I hope there's something for everyone. You might know someone who's even leading a walking tour, hosting a workshop, or performing on stage, because this is a really grassroots local festival. So we're really hoping to represent and uplift the community this year. So we hope to see you there. Join us on the park day, grab a walking tour ticket, a workshop ticket, and we'll see you there.
Yes, we will see you there. And guys, yeah. I'm going to put all the links, website, Instagram, all of the things in the show notes today. So no stressing if you're out in the streets as you're listening. You'll be able to get all the information. And I do highly encourage that you check out the website, because it will also kind of give a map, right, of an understanding of, because you named some of the areas that it's going to cover, like the Strathcona, East mm-hmm. Village, that type of thing. So
definitely. I would check our festival website for a overview of the programming.
Yeah.
There's also an FAQs and links to all of the individual event pages, which will include things like accessibility information,
yes.
how to, where to. If you're wondering about the district boundaries and various different culture
yes.
producers within the area, I actually would recommend you check out one of our other websites, which is the eastsidearchdistrict.ca. And this is a map that highlights all the cultural assets within the district, as well as artists and producers living in this area of the city. It's a great resource to get to learn this part of the city. So I would definitely highly recommend you give that a peruse.
Love that. So I'm also going to put that website, eastsidearchdistrict.ca, so that people can get an idea of the geographical areas that it covers, and
yeah.
then go back to kind of decide what suits your fancy, what you're down for. I am so excited for this. Thank you so much for, again, coming up and chatting with me today. And again, guys, if you're into art, music, dance even, all the things, food, community, vibes.
Vibes.
This is going to be the festival. This is definitely going to be the festival. 10 days of fun. Again, thank you so much, Sierra, for joining me. And what I'm going to do next is I'm going to play a couple of tracks that I discovered on the CJSF Digital Library this week that they're on repeat, guys. These are some beats that I am so excited about. So I am going to hit it off with a track called Friends.
Thank you. Never seen her, sneaking across me, I pray, oh. ladies, this one's for you. Pink Miami, the ultimate ladies carnival, Saturday, August 29th in Vancouver. Better Uber. Experience tropical vibes, glamour, and nonstop entertainment featuring Penny Bling live for the first time in Vancouver, alongside Nikki Kush, Chisel, and DJ Fry-Eye. Dance all night to the hottest dancehall soca, Afrobeats, R&B, disco, and old school classics. One lucky winner will receive flight tickets to Miami. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets available on Eventbrite. Come early, leave late. Follow After Hours Media Group on Instagram and get your tickets today.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday. From 3 to 4 p.m. Your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
And welcome back to Beats and Eats. You're tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. Before the break, you heard the track Friends by Oliver Knight, followed by Omega Mighty with Mankind. Now, I have another interview that I am about to share. It is one that I did. It was such a fun chat that I did with Calgary-based hip-hop and R&B artist BK1. But before we get into our chat, I am going to play a couple of tracks. Let's take a listen to BK1.
Would you help me? Would you Hello and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Campus and Community Radio broadcasting from Burnaby. My name is Nicole, and I stumbled on my next guest when I was at the Sled Island Music and Arts Festival in Calgary last month. BK1 performed a song with Hinde, who is an artist that I interviewed back in December, and they both were fantastic. I was lucky to get a chance to meet, chat, we exchanged socials, and took some photos even after the show. It was a vibe. So when I returned back to BC, I reached out to schedule an interview, and here we are. So, BK, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing fantastic. Today is a Friday. I've not been paying attention at work. So it's going great.
I love to hear it. So you are a Calgary-based hip hop and R&B artist. First off, I would love to have you share with listeners, what has your journey been like? Getting connected to your craft, to your talent?
Well, it's hard to condense, but I would say it's been an extremely eye-opening journey, and it's been one of self-discovery too, because I essentially started as a bedroom artist, you know, I stumbled on GarageBand on my phone. when I was in university, I was just piecing stuff together, and I was like, oh, this is actually so fun. You know, I would post my beats online, and, you know, maybe like three of my friends would see it, and then I'll take it down and be like, this is ridiculous. So, so that's how my journey started. And then it, you know, progressed to like going to open mics just to watch. And then I actually participated around, like, you know, I'm going to say like 2019, 2020, around the pandemic. So, and then now we're in 2026, and, you know, I've performed at, you know, things like the Ethnic Festival of the Arts, you know, with the Tribe Artist Society at Folk Fest, at, you know, a lot of cool things, Ship Hop, of course, like, it started with curiosity that has, you know, I would say was always there from the very beginning, but, you know, I tried to push it to the side to focus on school, but, you know, this is more fun.
And you know what, life is not just for living, it's for having a good time. So I'm glad that you know what I mean, I'm glad that you sure to embrace the fun in life. Can you tell me a little bit about the inspiration, like what has inspired you to create your own sound?
I think my inspiration comes from, I think I've always had like an innate desire to express myself in this particular way. Mm-hmm. I can't really say why, but I just know that it's always been, you know, like that. So I think that me seeing artists that I've been inspired by growing up, you know, like even from, you know, just seeing like my mom's music taste, or, you know, like from church, being in the choir, children's choir, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. I think being exposed to people that were incredibly great vocalists and seeing how they moved me to feel something, as someone who struggled to like express my emotions, like outside of that, it inspired me to be like, you know, I can actually do this on my own, you know, as well. Yeah. Like, you know, I can write something, I can say something, I can sing something, you know? So it's really that.
I love that. I love that. Okay. And I used to live in Calgary for quite some time. So I'm originally from Toronto. I tell a lot of people, like, Calgary does have a really good art scene. It does have a really good music scene. You know, how has it, shared a lot of the festivals and sort of shows that you've done so far, how have you find Calgary been for you as a musician?
Calgary has been a whirlwind for one, because I started out, you know, when I didn't even, I myself didn't even know that there was a creative scene when I started. It was actually Tiffany who ushered me in, because yeah, shout out to Tiffany, honestly.
Shout out to Tiffany.
Shout out to T. And like around that, you know, I'm gonna say 2018-ish period or so, I was, you know, I was going to the UFC, and my friend and I, on a night out, we ended up at Simply Irie, which, you know, yeah, her parents owned. Great yeah. establishment, shout out to them as well. Yeah. And yeah, we were there till like 3 a.m. and T was actually helping at the restaurant with her parents. So she was serving us. And, you know, she was like, yeah, you want to hear my music? You want to hear my music? And I was like, okay. And my friend was like, oh, you know, she also makes beats. And, you know, like she has some talent. And I was like, oh God, there's no way. So yeah, since then T started inviting me to stuff. And it was like kind of smaller scale open mics, rap battles, things like that. Mm-hmm. And like now I'm seeing Calgary scene be more, have a higher level of organization. Like people are doing things, yeah, on a larger scale, being more strategic instead of just kind of like, I think we've always been known for having a more chill vibe. Like, you know, you just come and do your thing, people fold their hands and hide in the corners of the room watching you. But yeah, so much has changed. Even the culture of the audience has changed in Calgary, honestly. So like it's been a whirlwind of an experience, but it's like I've been seeing such continued growth. And mm-hmm. you know, I think even myself, like I'm a testament to that as well, you know.
So I love it. What do you hope to see either like for the rest of this year and then onward?
So my goals are, first things first, to have a body of work out. I love things that are based on, you know, like concepts, or even if it's not high concept, just having something that's a collection, like a solid body of work that can show. It always gives a bigger picture of who you are than, you know, singles can. Although singles are, you know, amazing, and yeah, I mean they've done a lot for me. You know, yeah. So like definitely my goals are to have my first project, my debut project out, which is my EP.
Yeah.
It's been years in the making actually. And, you know, it started with, through my residency with Third Verse Records. And, yeah, it was all ready to go about, I'm going to say a year back, but you know, we just had some, like, you know, circumstances, life, things beyond our control. Mm-hmm. So I decided that I was going to start from scratch again, you know.
I love it.
So, yeah. So what everything that's going to come from me, like between now and like the end of this year and next year, is just going to be like that process of me starting from the beginning again.
Wow. I love that. Okay. So my next question then is helpful to new people who maybe have just, you know, want to become a musician or a creative in some way. And the fact that you worked on a project and then decided to like restart it again, what advice do you have for somebody new getting into the game? Because I feel like some people wouldn't do that. I like to do that. I'm like, I'll scrap this. I'll start
it. Just scrap it. Yeah, you know.
I have no problems. But what advice would you give to like somebody new, you know, like who wants to get started in the game as a musician?
My advice would be to always make sure that you work on knowing yourself, because the sound comes after. All these things are a product of, you know, like I think the more you're in touch with yourself and what you're supposed to be doing, it gives you a stronger ground to stand on, especially if you're new, because at the newer stages is actually when like the most, you know, like nonsense happens. So, you know, just because, you know, you're still figuring it out, like it will be from yourself, it will be from other people. So, and that's actually the easiest stage to quit as well, because yeah, of, true. Yeah, like being faced with circumstances and not knowing how to move past, or even something like this, you know, having to rebuild is not easy. So I would say have a good knowledge of yourself, use discernment to pick your team, your collaborators. Don't be afraid to reach out for help, and always have the mind of a child to learn, you know,
yes. like
absorb things.
I, you know what, that is, like, I asked this question to almost every creative person that I chat with. And that was a really great answer, is like, you know, revert back to sort of that childlike mentality to absorb information, right? Kind of be open to
100%.
I absolutely love that. Now, can we chat a little bit about, I mentioned in the intro that I saw you at Slat Island, you were performing with Tunde. Do you want to talk a little bit about that track?
Yes, we performed our collab, we dropped it in April, probably on the 24th of April, I think. Yeah. It's called What You Take Me For. And it's definitely a special track for both of us because we conceptualized it in 2023. Wow. When we were both much less experienced, and I don't know, I think it's a testament to both our friendship and also our working like relationship as collaborators. So What You Take Me For is like, as the name in kind of sounds, it's kind of like braggadocious, you know? Yeah, it's kind of like kind of saying to people who maybe haven't believed in you or haven't, you know, gotten the vision, you know, so to speak, you know, it's kind of like, you know, like I am that, you know, I'm all that, you know, kind of vibe. And so we thought it would be cool, you know. Yeah. I always like to see women, like, you know, saying whatever they want to say, bigging themselves up. So
we're clocking it, guys.
Exactly. We are. So you guys better listen. That's kind of like the deal with that track. We had Polo as the mixing engineer, Polo Show. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but he's a great rapper out here. Yeah.
Okay. I love to hear that.
Yeah.
And do you have any upcoming like shows over the next little while, or are you kind of like laying low over the summer? What's the vibe?
I'm mostly laying low, but I will probably sporadically pick up some shows here and there. I was like, you know, I'm just going to lay low so I can focus on getting the, you know, the project done and finalizing stuff. But, you know, every now and then someone will reach out to me and I'll be like, yes, of course I can come to that. So I'm sorry that I can't give very definitive information right now. But I mean, I will be co-hosting with Kinde at the Alcove on the 23rd of this month.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, they're having an open jam. They've mm-hmm. done it for years, and so we'll just be guiding that process. A lot of talented artists are gonna come, you know. Yeah, we're just, it's a live jam session, freestyling essentially. I'll be popping up at Sylvan July, which is going to be on the, what is the Thursday, the last Saturday of this month. Would that be the 26th or 7th?
We have the time. Let's talk.
I said it all wrong. It's the 25th of July, Saturday. Yeah. So it's going to be at Sylvan Lake. It's an event where we have these DJs who come out. They mostly spend like, you know, like Afro beats, Afro tech, that house, you know, kind of stuff. Yeah. At the park in Sylvan Lake, you know, it's kind of by the, it looks like a beach, really.
It's very pretty. Yeah. It's very, very pretty.
Yeah. So I'll be popping up, I'll be performing What You Take Me For with Kinde and also Basement, which is my debut single from my EP.
And guys, I'm going to be playing Basement shortly after our conversation. So stay tuned.
Love it.
But I do have a couple of questions before I let you go. One of the main things that I like to ask is, because on this show, Beats and Eats, I love to talk about food as well as music and events and stuff like that.
The key to my heart.
Listen, are you, first and foremost, do you like to cook yourself?
I do like to cook. I don't always do it with a smile on my face, but I do like it though, you know.
I feel you with my heart there. What are some things that you like to make? We'll start off with that first. What are some of the things that you personally like to make?
These days, I've been making a lot of steak. I don't know. I'm going to have to blame Kinde for that one because it wasn't really It wasn't really a thing, but yeah, she's always like, I made the steak. And I was like, you know what, let me see what this is about. So yeah, I've been making steak with, like, you know, caramelized onions, veggies on the side. Yeah. And I love it because it makes you feel fancy at home with such little effort, honestly.
Clearly, yes, absolutely. I love that's what you said. That is not what I expected you to say, but I love it.
Really?
That.
What did you expect? Probably
I don't
some
know.
Kind of rice, maybe. Yeah.
So I love that. I love a steak. I mean, and when I lived in Calgary, I ate it way more than I do now. So
right.
I mean, yeah. Eat for me. I think that is awesome.
We got you.
Absolutely. And when you're in the Calgary streets, what's like your go-to, like, especially if you're like, let's say you're going to be performing, like, what mm-hmm. is something like you like to eat?
Oh, I would probably say pho, like, you know, go to a nice Vietnamese spot. Yeah, have peanut satay, clear your throat. You're like, I'm ready to bring the house down. Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
Definitely
is, yes, I love a pho. And you know what? It's so true. It kind of just, like, clears it all.
Just cleanses you.
Yes, it's so filling, too, at the same time. Oh, my gosh. And last big question, are you a baker or are you more the savory type of person?
Savory, 100%.
You know what? I'm that girl for you.
I freestyle cooking. Like, it's just the measurements, the precision of baking. I have baked before. Mm-hmm. And I don't like the precision. You know, it's like, it has to be 1/3 of a teaspoon of this. And the truth is, if you don't follow those instructions, it might not turn out nice. You know?
It's too strict for me.
The pressure is high, you know? Like, I have to get this bread right. Like, I have to make sure this is 250 mils. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Avery, absolutely. All the way.
And last question before I kind of get your socials and show how people can connect with you is, okay, so you're in Calgary right now. You're going to do something, a little something in Sylvan Lake. Are you open to, like, venturing out of Alberta yet? Like, once the EP drops, is that something?
Yeah. 100%. I think, yeah, these things are, it's hard to plan so far ahead of time, but it's definitely on the vision board to go to other parts of Canada. I mean, specifically here, I would be interested in BC and Toronto.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I think Ontario has, I love that they have such a deep connection and are so active.
Yes.
Know, yeah, and the music scene, especially specifically Toronto, of course, you know,
100%.
Like, yeah, it's such a hub for music. So I think that bridging the gap between, like, this province and places like there would mm-hmm. be amazing. Mm-hmm. And I would like to see what the sound looks like as well when, you know, these kinds of people cross over.
Absolutely.
It's like unexplored territory.
Well,
for the most part, yeah.
For sure. When the EP drops, please come the BC way, you know what I mean? And you can pop by the radio station, come and check us out at CJSF. We would love to.
I would love to. I definitely would.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so now socials. For those who have been hearing a conversation, loving the vibe, loving your energy, you know, they're going to hear your music in a hot second. If they want to connect with you, how can they?
I mean, you guys can find me on my Instagram. I have a website, bk1.com. My Instagram is bk1, which is BKAY WON, bk1. I'm on TikTok as well. You can find my music pretty much on any platform you listen to anything. So yeah, Apple, Spotify. Yeah, you can find me. Yeah,
all
those
places. I love it. I'm going to ensure that I put some links in the show notes so that you can get connected to BK1. You can check out, you know, the music, the vibe, the website, the socials, all of the things. Again, I just want to thank you so much for hanging out with me. I'm so glad that we got to meet in Calgary, and I hope that you're able to make a visit to these BC streets. and check us out.
Absolutely. It was such a pleasure meeting you. Thank you for, you know, showing up to support us, even though you're, you know, shuttling back and forth. And yeah, you have a wonderful energy. And thank you for inviting me into this space too. Thank you.
Thank you so much, BK. And until next time, because honestly, when the EP's out, we're going to have you back. And we'll talk about some of the music, some of the tracks, and all of the things. All right. Thank you.
Till then. Thank you.
And that was my conversation with BK1. As I mentioned when we were chatting, I am going to play a track from BK1, which is Basement. And after that, I am going to play the BK1 and Kinde collab, What You Take Me For. But first, here is Basement.
To let it go. On my knees, I was saying strip back. Running fast, pressed on the cold pavement. The troubles will come if you allow them to escape, man. So keep a good eye upon the basement. I got to let it go. On my knees, I was saying strip back. Running fast, pressed on the cold pavement. The troubles, they come because you allow them to escape, man. So keep a good eye upon the basement. Self-collected, involved with the haze, man. Time has been moving, I'm so old, I'm losing patience. Running the system with no code is a wasteman. Chasing the moment, no control of your wavelength. Embrace in the arms of my greatest enemy. Success is to be obtained regardless. My number one and only objective is to be exposed to the light. And one day receive all my flowers. Got another pardon, will she holler for a feel light for the party? Didn't stop him for counting it all against it, but she proudly represents the pen and undefeated champion. I'm sorry that you didn't understand what you were getting into. I got to let it go. On my knees, I was saying strip back. Running fast, pressed on the cold pavement. The troubles will come if you allow them to escape, man. So keep a good eye upon the basement. I got to let it go. On my knees, I was saying strip back. Running fast, pressed on the cold pavement. The troubles, they come because you allow them to escape, man. So keep a good eye upon the basement. Keep your eyes up on the basement.
Voices, typical, you know you're not the one I would expect. No different than I, but any light I would.
to life, and I tell them words of life. So I, we could be together no matter who goes wherever. I just push and I climb on the stairs to heaven. Certainly, I think you heard of me in the dream that you had. Still in the wake, it's so sad. Look back in your mind, it's me you cherish. I look onward and ever clinging on to blessings.
I love how the acronyms of this song is WTF, but the track is What You Take Me For. And just like that, we are at the end of the show. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Beats and Eats on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. I am your host, Nicole, and you know you can connect with Beats and Eats on Instagram at Beats and Eats BC, or you can send a text to 778-782-2573 anytime you feel like it, especially when I'm on air. But before Sebastian joins with his open mic show, I am going to play a couple more tracks, starting off with Omar is going to play us out with I've Been Waiting, and then I think we're going to hear a little bit from Dina with Imaginary Friends.
I'm gonna be
wanna be the stand up.
Good afternoon, everyone, and you're listening to CGS.